This one seems pretty clear, really, doesn't it? Seeds of wheat are planted. An enemy sows some weeds. The wheat begins to grow. So do the weeds. The servants, wanting to be helpful, want to pick out the weeds early. Seems wise, doesn't it? But the master says, no. No, we're going to let everything grow, and then at the end, we'll be able to separate the weeds from the wheat. Okay? And it becomes even more clear in the explanation, right? The one who sows the seed, the Son of Man, it's Jesus, the good seed, the children of the kingdom of God, the weeds are the children of the evil one. The devil's the one that sowed the weeds. The angels will come at the end to separate the weeds from the wheat. And the good seed, the wheat, it'll shine in the sun. The righteous ones will. And they'll go into the master's barn. But the rest of them, all the causes of sin and the evildoers, burn, baby, burn. Pretty clear, I think. Don't be a weed. Be wheat. Think wheat. When you're driving home today, think wheat. Visualize wheat. End of sermon. Let's take the offering and go home. Except something doesn't quite ring true. I mean, will it really be all that obvious who the good guys are? Can you really tell who are the wheat and who are the weeds? It's not always that simple. In a week from today, our high school youth are going to be driving to Tennessee to do their mission trip down in Sunset Gap, Tennessee. Wouldn't you love to go to a place called Sunset Gap, Tennessee? You would, believe me. But we're going to drive in these beautiful hillsides right in the Great Smokies, and many places there, the hillsides are covered with this beautiful ivy, the trees, the hills, everything just covered. So it's like one huge hillside of ivy. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's beautiful. But it's kudzu. Barbara Brown Taylor, in her sermon on this passage, talks about kudzu, saying kudzu is actually this terrible, terrible plant that came to the United States in some botanical show in 1876. And then in the 30s, during the New Deal, when they were trying to make work for people, they had people planting kudzu. But the problem with kudzu is it takes over. It covers everything, chokes the natural plants, often kills them. It's beautiful. But it's a weed. It's bad. It's bad news. Can you really tell? Can you really tell what is the wheat and what are the weeds? And so maybe this parable isn't so much about think wheat. It's think about we're the servants. We're the people of the master. We're ready. We're ready to pick the weeds. That would be the most helpful thing, wouldn't it? Get rid of the weeds now. But the master says, look out. Beware. Everything that looks like a weed may not be a weed. And everything that looks good may not be so good. In fact, the word for weed in this story is not just a generic, general term for weed. It's actually a very specific kind of a weed that looks like wheat when it's growing. It's difficult to tell what is the wheat and what is the weed when it's growing, and it's only at the end that you can really tell what it is you want to save and what it is you want to burn. So maybe there's some wise counsel here in these days where everyone is quick to judge who's right and who's not, and in the church sometimes we're prone to think about, well, who's in and who's out, with the emphasis on the out. It may not be all that clear. It may not be that easy to see. So we let God handle that. We let God handle the judging and the deciding. People say to me, well, who do you think's going into heaven? Just the righteous or just some, just the forgiven? And I say, well, one thing I love is that I believe God handles that. God handles the judging, God handles the deciding, and God is fair and God is gracious. So I can trust God to make those kind of decisions far better than me. I'll let the Lord of the harvest sort that out. And in the meantime, do the best we can to grow the field. That could be the end of the sermon too, but I have to wonder if maybe Jesus didn't pull his disciples again another time. With another take on this. I mean, who are the righteous ones? Who are the wheat and who are the weeds? Is it really all that easy to tell when you look in the mirror? I mean, when I look in the mirror, I see some wheat growing there, but, you know, to tell the truth, I see some weeds. And to be perfectly honest, I can't always tell what are weeds and what are wheat. I see some things in there when I look in the mirror that I'd just as soon be rid of, that I would think God would just as soon be rid of. And maybe another layer of meaning in Jesus' words here is that at the end of time, when God gathers all of God's people before, that God sorts through not just the people, but God sorts through each one of us to pull those weeds, those things about ourselves that we try to hide, the things about ourselves that aren't our best selves, the thing about ourselves that tend to hurt other people and ourselves and keep us from being the people we want to be, keep us from loving the way we're called to love. Maybe at the end of time, the angels get together and pull the weeds right out of each and every soul so that all that's left is that image of God that was there in the first place, an image of God that still has a name, Bob or Betty or Julie or Tom. And then God pulls all the wheat into the barn. I believe that God is fair, and I believe that God is loving. And I believe that's the way God will work it at the end, with the wheat in each of us. Thanks be to God. Pray with me. Gracious God, it's so easy to see where the weeds are. Or is it? Maybe we'll leave that up to you. And in the meantime, we'll try to grow that field of wheat within us and around us as best we can. We pray in the name of Christ our Savior, for Christ's sake, for the world's sake, and for our own sakes. We ask it. Amen.